Welcome back to Mildly Magical. Last time we left off, we had Rennis, hands deep in a flour mill conveyor belt. We had Kylexi conveying with the notable Oliver. And then we had Mia Soulchild and her new bodyguard, Bolas, running desperately to see if and or how her home might have been broken into. We're going to pick up with our, well, most statuesque member, Rennis, frozen in a current, I'd say, again, statuesque figure. We're going to rewind. Rennis.
Yes.
You see this blob in front of you, Bolas behind it, just tried to snatch it with his bag, and things are getting hostile really fast. You're about to do something. You're about to have some sort of action. What are you about to do?
I believe I was going to try to subdue the blob some sort of way. Not sure how, but, you know, that was the intent.
Gotcha. As you move to be helpful, your body just sort of locks up, just becomes increasingly rigid. As the things around you just begin to fade away, you're locked, your head unmoving as you're staring at this blob. Your peripherals begin to fade to black as, almost like a waterfall, the visuals just begin to fall through the floor. You begin to see a forest, a familiar one at that. It's the trail back to your house, or rather, you and your mom's abode. It's quiet. The birds, they're asleep. It's all a peaceful nighttime. You see yourself walking throughout this trail, nesting your side, as every step seems more and more laborious. It seems like you're truly throwing yourself for every half step that you take. Give me a quick medicine check or insight check, if you don't mind.
13?
13. With a 13, you're able to see, I guess from a third person's point of view, instead of being, you know, the person who stabbed, adrenaline still mildly running through your body, you're able to see it from another person's eyes. That thing is horribly, maybe still infected. It's killing you swiftly.
Oh.
You see that it might have stopped bleeding, but the bruising around it, as well as the actual cut itself, the stitching, it can only do so much. You see yourself take these steps, and then you see yourself trip over maybe nothing, maybe a little cloud of dust. As you sort of fumble forward, you just fall. Almost a lifeless sack. No effort to catch yourself, just absolutely body to the ground. Is there anything that you do at that point?
Watching the situation, he would say a prayer for myself. Is that weird? Like, say a prayer for myself? So. Like, because he doesn't remember from that perspective right now.
Gotcha. As you begin to mutter this prayer, you get to see your soul, your ethereal being leave your body. As you see a somewhat transparent version of you arise from your own body. As it just begins to shift from material to ethereal, then astral plane. You follow it through all of this journey. In which you see both the warm light of Lathander calling you away, as well as the safety of Helm calling you its way as well. Deities are vying for your afterlife in droves. But then you see that your astral self has sort of disappeared. It's only you now, as you're being beckoned by these gods. Give me a quick perception check.
9.
It's sort of, believe it or not, overwhelming to see so many different deities, angels, and different beyond material life figures just wandering around the astral realm. You then feel I wouldn't even say warm, it's a lukewarm hand on your shoulder as he says, "You have so much more time. They can wait. The gods, they will have you when they have you. But you, your job is not done.
I think Rennis turns to whoever's speaking. Just his head.
You turn your head and you see a 12-foot tall being with... In fact, actually, I have to take that perception check that you gave me. You see a 12-foot celestial being. Not much more that you grasp from that in that moment. And this figure, he seems to have somewhat of sincereness about him. Give me a year, and I will show you how much more there is in the material realm for you. Then after, you can return to the gods and pay them back all the praise that they deserve. Make this one small deal, Rennis.
I would like to make an insight check.
Go for it.
That is also a 9.
You can't really gauge him, but you do feel like he's being as honest as he can. Like, he's not trying to sell you down the river, but you also don't know his deeper intentions. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I will say, as you turn your head and begin to actually look at this figure, you see a large slash right across the chest. Like, truly a gash. Going, spanning, I'll say, 2 feet across his chest. This gash just runs right across him. He extends his hand for a handshake as he says, "My name is Piquera. You can just call me Pick, if that's fine. I'll return you back to where you came from, with more life and more vitality than you left. Does that sound fair?"
As long as I get to help the people that I love.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. As you see him sort of relinquish the handshake and put his hand near your side, not even touching it, as he begins to cast, I'd say, a pretty high-level spell. You don't know magic really at all, so you just sort of see the arcane possibilities as you feel your side again. At this point in the astral realm, you didn't really feel anything. You felt touch because that's, you know, sort of mandatory, but you didn't begin to feel this warmness inside your body once again, and with one deep inhale and then one larger exhale, you find yourself back at home, your mother crying on top of you as she's praying to every god that would listen to bring her baby back.
How long was I out?
Your mom, teary eyes streaming down her face as she puts both hands on your shoulders and just says, "Rennis, you're done. You can go home now. Your shift's over. You had your hands in the flour for I don't know how long. You're done. You're finished. You can go home now."
Wait, huh?
You blink your eyes maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 times, and the image of your mother, teary eyes, just wipes away as you see you're in the flour mill. Your wrists all the way up to your elbows are covered in just dust from just being in there for so long. As you just see one of the flour mill co-workers that you have is just sort of shaking you back and forth, just saying, "The mill's closed. We're done."
Sorry. I guess I got distracted.
Tell you what, I did think about leaving you here. You lost me a lot of money with that betting scam. Sheesh. You and that Kylexi guy, sheesh.
The Kylexi guy didn't work out well?
No, he worked out perfect. It's just the betting that happened during his shift. It really robbed a lot of our pockets.
I didn't know y'all were betting during the shift.
You didn't know we were betting. You were the one we were betting on. What do you mean?
Wait, what?
He takes a solid 5 minutes to just explain entirety of Kylexi's shift. As he just says, "Yeah, and then Carl nearly had a whole spasm and he didn't even want to work anymore. Then the shift supervisor, he found God. It was a rough shift. It was a rough shift."
"Oh, which guy did he find? That is amazing."
"That's not important. But Rennis, you're telling me you don't remember any of this?"
I mean, maybe.
"You were splitting chaff and rat poop like it was water and ice. I don't know, man. You had a gift or something."
"Oh, okay.
But either way, I got to get back home to the missus. So you just get your hands out of there. They've been in there for so long. And I'll see you tomorrow, I think.
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
He walks towards the exit, and you realize that you're the only one standing in the flour mill now. It's just you.
Rennis looks around for a moment, confused, but he's often confused. Takes a deep breath and says a quick prayer, and then starts wandering his way back home.
Gotcha. As you leave the flour mill, you are then quickly hailed by another person as you see the bailiff sort of sees you and immediately goes over to speak with you as he says, Rennis, I got some bad news.
What's wrong?
We found the guy who cut you up or whatever, but he escaped again.
Oh, wow.
It's something about those bandits, man. We get them in, we cuff them up, we put them behind bars, and then like 3 days later, they leave with more stuff that they stole initially. Those are some crafty snakes, I tell you.
Oh, y'all need to find a better way to hold them, I guess. I don't know. Don't let me tell you how to do your job. Thank you for capturing him, I guess, for the initial capture at least. But I think that...
We're as close as horseshoes right now, man. If we could just keep him, that'd be the rest of the battle, I swear. But we get him, we lose him, it's a whole thing. But I'll tell you what, I don't know if you notice, as he looks around, there's not many town's guards anymore. A lot of them are leaving for big cities, and a lot of them are just giving up altogether. One guard for every five bandits is a hard job. I understand it. I get it. It's just, we need people to defend Barley. If we don't do it, who will? So what I'm asking is, Rennis, you want to switch your 8 to 5?
I mean...
I know you love flour. It's all you ever did. But would you want to fight crime instead?
If protecting people, I can do. I can do that. But I'm not gonna figure out no murders or nothing like that. That's not how
I never said be a detective. That's my job. Well, that's my side job. It's bailiff, detective, and then bread artist on the weekends. But until the weekend comes, I'm both detective and bailiff. So all I need to hear is a yes or no, Rennis.
I mean, if it helps to protect people, yeah.
The second he feels any hint of a yes, he immediately pulls a badge out of his pocket. All right, here you go. There you go. Put that on your person. They'll know that you're a guard now. All right? If you need any weapons, you just come down to my office. We'll get you something. All right? But beyond that, just if you see a bandit, snatch him.
Sure.
Fantastic. Damn, that was easy. All right. You see a wave snap. John. Let me talk to you. You want to join the guard? And he just... Next person he sees immediately asking to join the guard. What's next for Rennis?
Rennis is going to go look for Kylaxi to see if he's still in town to kind of maybe explain what happened during the shift because he doesn't really recall.
Gotcha. How would you like to find Kylaxi? Are you going to ask somebody, ask a local if they saw him? Or are you going to go to just a berry shop and see what's up?
I'm just going to go to the leather worker. I mean, he was wearing all leather, so the leather worker guy would make sense to Rennis, at least. Him or the tailor.
You go to the tailor, and, well, you walk in first, and you see... Actually, give me a quick perception check. In fact, what's your passive? What's your passive perception? Ooh. The DC is 10 right now.
Passive perception is 15.
15? Before you even put hand on the doorknob, you see in the window, one of the cleanest outfits he's ever made is just missing. Someone must have bought it. Someone must have bought the most expensive outfit that the tailor ever made. It's just gone.
Oh.
Big baller. But then you walk inside. You see that the rest of the clothes are fine, and the tailor himself is nowhere to be seen. But his back door office is ajar.
Rennis is going to knock on something, kind of like knock on wood, or knock on a door frame or something. And
gotcha.
Announce that he's there.
Taylor turns around. Oh, Rennis, hey, what can I do for you? Need some new pants or something?
No, I was here inquiring about that the man in all leather, he came through here.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did come through here, yeah.
I needed to speak with him about a situation I'm a little confused about.
I'm pretty confused too. Yeah. What did he tell you?
I mean, he was supposed to work my shift at the mill, and then I somehow wound up at the mill working my shift. I'm confused.
Yeah, he's a slippery bastard, isn't he?
But I just want to know what happens.
Well, I don't know what happened to you, but I know what happened to me is he walked inside saying that he got a large lump sum of cash begging on the street from a chariot that came from the sky, docked down here in Barley, handed off over 50 electrum to him, and immediately disappeared. I don't know who can come around here telling lies like that, but also have the money to back it up, but I'm going to find out.
I mean, if he had the money to back it up, does it matter?
You see the eyes of the tailor get increasingly wide as a blood vessel might just pop behind them. It doesn't make any sense, Rennis. Nothing makes sense. It has to make sense, Rennis. Where do you get the money from, Rennis? These things matter.
You don't know where he's staying. If you knew where he was staying, you would be...
No. The second he gave me any more of those lies, I went to my office, shut the door, and I waited. Waited for him to leave. You're actually the first person to come in here since. Must be a slow day.
Oh, so he must be close then. All right. Then if I see him, I'll ask him what happened about the chariot from the sky. But wonderful things happen all the time in the world, right? That's what the gods are for.
To be so oblivious. It must be amazing, Rennis.
You just got to believe in miracles, my friend. That's all.
As you're saying that, he looks over your shoulder and sees that the glorious outfit is missing and just says, Rennis?
Yes?
When you walked in, where was the velour vest? Where was it?
Expensive thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it was gone.
It was gone?
It wasn't in the
at best all. My best craftsmanship, my best work, it's just gone?
I got nothing to do with that, sir. Not at all. I was just coming to you because I thought you might know whether. Just look, pray on it. It might come back.
Pray? Where's the bailiff? Have you seen the bailiff? Where's the bailiff?
I just talked to him. He gave me this. I guess I'm part of the guard now.
All right. It seems we have a thief on our hands. And since you're a guard, it only makes sense that you go find him. I'll go place a complaint with the bailiff, and you find that dirty, scummy, lying criminal bastard, and we will bring him down together.
I mean, we can't. We gotta find.
No, Rennis. He wronged you, and he wronged me. He will pay.
Well, I mean, I don't really know if I was wrong, because I don't really remember. But I'm gonna go look for.
He walks out right after you, locks the door, and immediately starts hailing the bailiff. We then go to Kylexi. You were sipping. I'll let you choose. What are you and Oliver sipping? It's on his dime.
Strawberry wine.
Got it. You guys are drinking. There we go. Strawberry wine.
Yes.
And Oliver turns to you and just says, "Tell me, youthful wizard, what brings you to this place?"
I'm hunting down a lead here.
A lead?
Yes. Magical source.
A magical lead, a magical source. Okay. Is that all you're going to give me? Seems like you're giving me crumbs and I hunger for a full meal.
Is it something that you think you can help with?
Or? Well, probably not, but I'd still like to know.
Okay. Well, I come from another world. I'm looking for a way to get back. And that requires powerful, powerful magic.
I will say, I have some information. Some. You're from that city, Galber, correct?
Right.
Have you ever spoken with the scribe? The scribe. His name is, what's his name? Tamoy the scribe?
No, I have not.
Well, I say the next time you're in that city, dear wizard,
You find Tamoy the scribe and you ask him for any research he has on the subject. Those scribes, geniuses, I owe him one. And since you went to the College of Magic, correct?
Correct.
What do you know about Isaiah Telbrin? The valedictorian of Galber City's College of Magic? The smartest wizard of this known age?
The smartest?
The great wizard Isaiah?
He's okay. Yeah. Bit of an asshole.
Oh. This is valuable. Kylexi, you show up to the scribe with this type of information, especially that he's an asshole, and he will take that and sell it on the dime. That's valuable.
Really?
Yes. Scribes make much money off of filth, and that's filthy.
Okay. There's a lot more I could tell you about him, too.
Well, no need to tell me. I could give a rat's ass about the great Isaiah or the shitty Isaiah, honestly. But that's what I wanted to do for you. Now, what I need you to do for me is this scheme that Mia is cooking up, the modern-day miracle scheme.
Okay.
You are an integral part. I'm sure you realize that, right?
Am I?
Well, we don't really work magic in the same way that you do. You can make things appear and disappear, I assume.
Right, yeah.
That could be valuable.
Hmm.
But anyway, I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
Well, I think we'll have to talk contract, money, compensation.
Kylexi, we've only drank this wine and talked once. You will get no money from me. None. Not a silver, not an electrum, not a copper, and not even a thought of money from me. I deal in information and I deal in services. Sometimes goods, but never will you get money from me.
So I'm doing it for free?
You're doing it for info.
Info.
Tamoy the scribe. Pretty big.
Okay.
Personally, he's the reason I have Luther.
Really? Mm-hmm. Luther's a good one.
You see, Luther hails that compliment just sort of. So whenever you get back to Galba City, speak with Tamoy. Just speak with him.
Thank you.
As you guys go back to drink more of this strawberry wine, the door creaks open as a wondrous Rennis walks into the door. The bartender immediately sees Rennis and just says, Rennis? In the bar? Ah, the preacher boy's coming for a drink. Put some hair on his chest. Okay. All right.
Well, not necessarily a drink. I'm looking for, I think I found who I need to talk to.
Mr. Popular. Okay. Well, if you do want a drink, first one's free. And the last one, too. The first and last are free.
Oh, first and last are free?
Mm-hmm. First ever drink, last ever drink, free.
Okay. Well, then, that is good to know. You wouldn't happen to have any, like, milk or anything?
Milk?
Yeah, like maybe some
milk. Your first drink is free, and you want milk?
I'll have some wine. Yes, I'll have a glass of wine.
What? He points at a couple bottles. Some of them dusty, some of them new. Well, which one, Rennis? Do you just want me to grab the wine? I'll surprise you. How about that? You take a seat next to the magic man. I'll surprise you.
Yes, thank you.
You take a seat next to Kylexi and Oliver, which you know Oliver somewhat. Mostly because he's a Rotary Club member, and that's pretty big talk around here. The bartender gives you a glass of milk accompanied by strawberry wine and then a fine, I'd say 30-year-old wine as well. Just a small bit, though, because we don't know where your alcohol tolerance is. It's you, Kylexi, and Oliver. What do you bring to the table?
Mr. Kylexi, I need some clarification on kind of something that. So I came to at the meal. What was I doing at the meal? I don't remember getting to the meal.
Okay. Here's what I know. You're frozen. You're just as stiff as a board. wouldn't move a muscle. And it was someone's great idea to bring you to the mill like that. And, well, after that, we made some money.
How did we... Wait. How?
Well, you were almost fired. Saved your job a little bit. You know. And then, using some magic, I got you working.
Oh.
Everyone loved it. It was great, honestly. And then everyone was betting on us. Well, who could clean up? Was it rat poop? Yeah, rat poop the fastest. Obviously, I was the one controlling everything, so just made money.
So it was a contest between you and I.
A rat poop contest.
Do you know what happened to the velour suit from the tailor?
This?
Yeah, I was going to say, without really any effort, no need to check or anything.
He's wearing it?
He's dressed down to the socks right now.
Oh, well, that solves mystery number two. Look at me doing detective work. All right.
You're a detective?
Well, no, I'm a guard now, apparently, though.
Oh, I thought you were a rat poop getter.
I thought I was, too. But I'm part of the guard now, I guess.
Okay.
You see, Oliver says, fucking pig.
I don't get it. Where do you see it? Is there one? Do we need to capture another one? Is there one loose in the tavern?
You see, Oliver stands up, grabs his drink, just nods at Luther to walk to the next table. They go a table across, sit down, and then just stare back at Kylexi and you. Mostly you. I'd say indefinitely you, but a little bit towards Kylexi. Mostly just you.
Various ways. Anyway, that was weird. Mr. Oliver has always been a strange one.
Okay, yeah. That was a little rude, but...
I mean, he's, you know, the Rotor member. They're kind of rude people sometimes.
Gotcha. But,
so, the tailor saying that you didn't pay for this clothing, did you not give him any...
Well, I gave him the tip that there was a flying chariot in town.
In exchange for the clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Real quick.
I need an insight
check. Yeah. Kylexi, give me deception. And Renis, go and give me that insight.
I rolled a 13.
I rolled a 3.
Gotcha. Renis, what does it look like as you sort of watch Kylexi sell you this lie? At discount prices. Just, how do you take this lie?
So Renis is used to people telling him untruths because he's not smart. But, and he knows he's not smart, mm-hmm. but everyone kind of underestimates him. So he's like looking at Kylexi and he goes, chariot in the sky, right? Who was driving the chariot in the sky? Some details.
I was begging on the street for money, actually.
Oh, so you were begging, and then the chariot came.
Right.
Hmm.
I'm not from here. I don't know anyone.
No, that's 100% understood. But so what happened to the money that you made from the bet? Oh. Because when were you begging when we were doing the bet thing at the same time?
Well, I spent some of that on the rest of these clothes.
Okay, but he doesn't have anything in his ledgers. Where did you buy the clothes from?
You look at his ledger?
Did I look at his ledger?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say anything about you purchasing any clothes from him.
Oh, well, you got to check with him. I definitely bought clothes from him. First thing I did in town, remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's when you gave me the job.
Oh, I do remember asking you for help on the job, yes.
Yeah, and I was looking for the tailor.
You were looking for the tailor, yes.
As Kylexi begins to weave another lie into this lie, give me another deception. No, sorry, not a lie, but weave truth into the lie to ferment the lie. Go ahead and give me another deception v insight.
I got 7.
23.
Oof. Renis, you might not be able to out-talk the snake man. But you know that he's wrong. You just know.
Run me through the series of events, like the time it happened. I remember, because my memory is foggy from freezing, I guess.
Okay.
So you came to town. You needed some work.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were going to take my shift over at the mill.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
I went to go help the others.
Mm-hmm.
I froze.
Mm-hmm.
They brought me to the mill.
Right.
Okay. So, what happened? So, that's when you did the thing with the bet.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, during all of this, so did the chariot thing happen after that and before you purchased more clothes? Or when did this happen?
No, I purchased clothes.
Okay.
And then the chariot thing. Well, technically, the chariot thing happened first. But I was in the store to buy clothes, and I bought clothes.
Okay.
And then I want the vest. So I had to beg for more money.
So the chariot thing happened before you?
Before and after.
But you said it only had to happen once, right?
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you just had to decide if you're going to arrest him or not. You just have to. You just have to.
At this point, Renis is like, I think I need you to come with me. We need to talk with the...
I know my rights. You can't just arrest me.
Fucking pig.
Alavera, can I borrow Luthu?
No, you have to get your own.
Oh, come on.
I'm not arresting you. I'm asking you to come with me.
Oh, no.
We're just going to have a conversation.
We're having a conversation right here. Why do I have to leave?
Because I need someone else to help me with this situation to understand what's going on. That's all.
We leave the tavern and follow up with our two other, I guess, you guys aren't criminals, so maybe one of you are, Mia. Bolas, as you get to Mia's abode, you begin to see this humble two-story home decorated with healthy vines that run up and down the sides with a balcony overlooking parts of barley. Mia, as you remember it, the first floor has a cozy living room, a kitchen, reading nook, and a guest bedroom. The second floor has a primary bedroom, office, and bathroom situation. Pretty nice house for barley. Relatively nice house. You guys get to the front door. Feel free to give me investigations, perception, or anything. Or you just go inside. Risk it. Get a little risky.
No. I'm going to check to see if the door is open or in any way tampered with.
Absolutely. Go for it.
15
investigation. The lock on the door, it has been messed with. This door has been tampered with. It's not really much of a visual element as much as it's, you know, your door. Like, you went to turn the handle and it sort of gave too early. If that makes any sense. Do you guys go inside?
Yes, but let me take the lead.
Great. You read my mind. Go on in.
Gotcha. Bolas, you go inside first. And as you step into the cozy living room, right beyond the foyer, go ahead and give me perception investigation, or you could just root around. It's the house. Just start searching.
While he's doing that, Mia is kind of peeking behind him to see, you know.
Gotcha. Go ahead and give me a roll as well.
That is I'm going to say investigation, because investigation seems more appropriate here for me, but that's a 2.
A 2?
A 2.
Okay, I'm glad you chose investigation. Yeah.
No, it was a 2 or a 4.
With a 2 of investigation, you investigate and you do find that this house is actually pretty nice. This is a really nice house.
Wow, I didn't know they made houses like this in Barley. Very impressive.
Bolas, This is not the time. It's a nice house. Can you please check and see if people are there?
And what did Mia get on their check?
1.
1.
So, I'm blind here, Bolas.
So as much...
I'm completely blind right now.
As much as you'd hate to admit it, the house is especially clean for some reason. It's just a really nice house. Beyond this, is there anything specific that you'd like to look at in the first floor?
I assume Bolas is looking around but doesn't see anything suspicious. Like, oh, that's a nice painting. Wow.
With a 2 and a 1, I can't really give you anything. Throw me your passive real quick, just so we can do something.
Passive investigation is 9.
Nine, okay.
Well, perception is 11. I think that's more appropriate.
I'll say with a perception of, you said 11?
Yes.
Things are a little off. You're not entirely sure why. There's no evidence to back it up, but you just feel as if something's not right here. Mia, what's your passive?
11 as well.
I'll say it's a little different for you, since you're literally living here. Things are off, but you look towards your prosperity gospel playbook, and you notice that it's currently open. You left it open, but you aren't sure if you left it on like chapter 13 as opposed to chapter 14, 15, yada, yada, yada. Just a bit odd, a bit off.
So are we in the house now?
You guys are in the house.
Since I noticed that, I'm going to go to my prosperity book and just look and see if anything else. Is there anything else that'll give me a clue as to what's going on?
You notice there's this book. It's been passed down. It's one of those things that just keeps getting passed around. Prosperity gospel is always around. It's all about who has the book at that time. And the pages, they wear so easily. This is your book. Roll with investigation to see if you can sort of root out any discrepancies about this book.
Roll with that investigation?
Investigation advantage.
Okay. That's a 19.
19. Between chapter 13 and 14, you notice that several pages, somebody was just haphazardly turning. There's like micro tears on the middle portion of pretty much, I'd say probably 7 pages between those 2 chapters that you know you didn't do. Mm-hmm. That's new damage.
Damn. Okay, so I think those guys found out who I was. I didn't give a very good alias.
I'm sure it couldn't be that bad.
I think it is. Olivar told me not to say anything, and here I am. I said something, and now they found me. Oh my God, my parents. Can I go? I need to look upstairs.
Well, show me the way. I'll lead.
Okay, so.
Bolas, you take charge. You take point and go upstairs. Upstairs, you initially are pretty much looking at a hallway dividing the rooms of the office, the bedroom, and the bathroom. As you take this walk, is there anything that you do? Any checks? Any investigation, perception, or do you ready in action? What would you like to do?
First, I'll take a moment to see if I hear anything.
Gotcha. Give me, I'll say, you can take passive or you can roll perception.
3.
As much as you want to batten down and like really focus, this is a really nice house.
Wow, the upstairs is even better than below.
You look straight ahead and that room is like double what you have above the bakery. Like this house is spacious. It's nice. It's pretty good. But yeah, nothing with a 2. Nothing.
Are the lights off right now?
The sun is still up, so the sunshine is lighting up the area. Okay. There is a little bit of darkness in the hallway, but not too much. You're still able to see. No need for dark vision. Well, Mia, did you want to try?
Sure. Bolas, quit gawking at the stuff. Just, we gotta focus.
I'm not used to it, I'm sorry.
Okay, that was a 13.
13, okay. You know something's off. And then you sort of go back to it. This house is really clean. Like, you probably haven't swept for at least a couple days. Definitely haven't mopped, but there's no footprints up here. There's no dust. This place is immaculate.
Is there furniture? Am I walking through my house and not noticing that there's any more furniture?
Your furniture is still there, but it's all clean. You take a peek back downstairs and you notice that everything has no layer of dust. The windows, clean. The very floor that you were just stepping on, the only footsteps are the ones that you just left.
Okay, so it doesn't look like anyone did anything but come in and clean my house, which thank you to whoever did that.
Oh, wow, you have a maid too? You really must make a lot of money.
I don't have a maid, actually. I think someone broke in to try to clean my house.
I can't make heads or tails of that.
And tore up my, I don't know. Okay, so I'm gonna I'm just going to go check on my parents and just make sure that they're okay.
Yeah, totally.
I think you can maybe go downstairs, take a little tour, maybe look around the kitchen, something.
Cool.
Gotcha, Bolas. You go downstairs and Mia, you continue to survey second floor. As you go to, you know, this room in the second floor, which one do you choose? Bedroom, bathroom, office?
We're still during the day.
Yes.
I'm going to check the office first.
Gotcha. You walk in and you pretty much are immediately brought to the image of a paper left on your desk.
All right. Since I notice it, it's the only thing that I do notice in there. I'm going to go straight for it and see if I can read it. Maybe that'll give me a clue as to what in the world is going on.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I hope this is not an invoice.
You pick up your paper and you immediately see it says, "Hello, Miss Brainchild. I would like to formally notify you that you are being blackmailed. We will assassinate the Guardian of Barley as you have requested and paid for. However, if you do not leave 300 gold at the waterfront cabin, we will leave evidence that tracks back to you. We have eyes everywhere. Don't try anything. And it's been a pleasure doing with you. -WC.
Damn it.
Real quick, as you ponder that, Bolas, where do you go downstairs?
I stroll around for a little bit and I head towards the kitchen because I remember the only thing I've eaten today was that piece of bread in the morning.
Gotcha. You go to the kitchen. Since you're there, just throw me a perception.
13.
With a 13, the kitchen is just as cleaned up as everywhere else. No crumbs left by any bread or anything like that. This entire place has just been team cleaned, it seems. What do you make yourself?
Are there any fruit, vegetables, lettuce?
I'll say there's fruit, yeah.
Yeah, fruit, yeah. I'll grab an apple, maybe look for some water. Try to at least get a little bite.
Gotcha. You could just start rummaging through Mia's kitchen. And we go back up to the second floor. You've got time to ponder your note. What's your next move, Mia?
This is an invoice. I think I'm going to go pay it.
Okay. All right.
I got to go pay it. It's 300 gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I got to take it back to this forest. It doesn't appear... Ooh. Everything is very, very clean. A little too clean. I'm going to go just to check on my parents if they're in the bedroom.
I'll say you go to the bedroom and you find a note, not from the waterfront cabin, but it's just a note from your parents saying they went to Galbraith City for a quick trip to gamble.
I want to check and make sure that it is in their handwriting, that it's, you know, not some kind of... Okay, can I check?
Yeah, inside check. Yeah, of course.
Four.
As you look at the note, you could swear that, yeah, this is your parents' handwriting. But then again, if they're really good at what they do, someone could forge this handwriting. But then again, why would they do that? And you just sort of go back and forth until you really had no decision. You still don't know. We go back down to the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at, Bolas? Where you enjoy this meal?
Right back in front of the painting that I was mentioning earlier. Really trying to see the artist's vision.
What's your passive?
11.
Okay. Yeah, that painting, it has really vibrant colors. It really, it's the pop of color that this room needed.
Yeah. Yeah, I really need to hire whatever interior decorator did this house whenever I get my own place.
Definitely.
Very impressive.
Mia, are you still upstairs?
No, I'm rushing downstairs. I still have the letter from my parents because I'm going to try to see if I can figure something out.
Real quick, as you're coming down the stairs with this letter, Bolas is staring at a painting on the other side of the room. Give me a quick perception check as you're coming down the stairs.
Three.
You immediately dart your eyes to Bolas, walk over person to person to share this note. Nice. But yeah, there you go. What do you say to Bolas?
Okay, so Bolas, I think that, I have an invoice. Mm-hmm. I flash the thing to him that I have to go pay. Mm-hmm. I do need an escort. I do need you to come with me, take your apple. Maybe get another apple if you want of there for this journey.
Don't mind if I do.
We got to go pay this invoice and then we got to go and never speak of it again. Don't ask. Just get your apple and let's go.
You guys turn back towards the main portion of the room. And Mia, you realize your couch cushions are just off the couch now. There's like three cushions for the couch and all of them are on the ground right now.
I am going to try.
The front door's open.
Oh.
That is all.
Can I try another perception check?
Oh, yeah, sure. In fact, just give me investigation with advantage. It's over now.
Oh, look at that. 19.
19. Oops. You walk over to your couch, and you immediately see just the leftover silhouette of a man crammed his body into your couch. And then just shoved the cushions on top and just waited for any lull to escape. In addition, you find a broom, dustpan, and a wet mop. I'm going to say that you're a master detective. You notice that the front door is open. This person was hiding in the couch for several minutes and then made a break for the door the second they had an opportunity.
I don't know how we didn't see that.
I don't know either. Well, you know, the couch is just so soft and cloudy. Did you not sit on the couch?
No. I thought that would be rude.
You're right. That would have been rude. Again, go get the apple. Let's go.
Gotcha. We then go back to the tavern where Kylexi and Rennis are still figuring out, was a crime committed? And if so, by who? Kylexi, Rennis, what's going on at the tavern?
Just come with me. I'm not bringing it to the bailiff. I'm going to go talk with somebody who I trust.
And who's that?
Mia Soulchild.
Oh, your friend from earlier.
The gods obviously have chosen her for something special. So I trust her word.
Okay, trust her word to do what?
To help me figure this thing out.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you guys depart the tavern right now? Sort of leave the strawberry wine to... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
He'll take a sip of the milk, and then he'll take a sip of the wine, the strawberry wine, not the expensive wine.
Okay. Take a sip of the milk. Honestly, it's pretty warm. You think about it for a second, they don't really have a way to cool things back there. You then have a sip of the strawberry wine. Has Rennis ever had alcohol before?
Like for communion type stuff?
How much does Rennis partake? Just a sip?
I mean, if it's good, he'll take like two or three sips, but he doesn't take a lot.
Was it good, Kylexi?
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Okay.
I think Rennis should drink like half of it.
Half. Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You haven't eaten, and then you worked the whole shift. Go and give me a constitution save. DC's 11, but make it with disadvantage. You're hungry. This is the only thing on your stomach other than milk, hot milk at that.
Cool. That's an 8.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's an 8, yeah.
Rennis, you're feeling a little tipsy. Your charisma, as far as like persuasion and such, add a +2 to it. Basically add your proficiency to it once again. And then dexterity, just overall, it's going to be a -2 penalty. Just, you're not as agile as you should be.
Gotcha.
This is only going to last for like maybe an hour. We'll see where things go.
We'll see.
You guys leave the tavern and immediately you see Mia Soulchild and Bolas sort of making a break to the riverside of Barley.
Miss Soulchild, I got a situation.
I can't talk right now. I'm busy. I gotta go do something.
Well, look. Can I follow and we'll talk about it on the
fine,
way.
Fine. Sure. Come on. Let's go.
You guys do a walk and talk. I would say this path to the waterfront cabin. It takes a good 30 minutes. You guys can talk about things before you get there. So how's that go?
Hey, Rin. Good to see you doing better.
Oh, listen. I'm a guard now. Yeah.
Last we left you, you were. What happened to you?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, we don't know either.
That's not going to happen again, is it?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Hopefully not. Nope. So, anyway.
Congratulations. I'm a bodyguard now.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guarding Miss Soulchild?
Yeah.
Right. Why are you tagging along with us? We got to go.
Mr. Kylexi here, he has a situation going on with him and the tailor, and I'm just trying to figure out the order of events, how things happen.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I met him when he entered the city. We did the thing where he was going to work my shift, and then I was going to go with you to do the thing.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I wound up freezing at the thing.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what happened. I kind of just woke up at the flour mill.
That was crazy. I don't know who could have done that.
What, huh?
Nothing. You were talking about Kylexi?
Yeah. So, yeah. The tailor has an issue saying that, first off, Mr. Lexi's wearing his this outstanding outfit, and the tailor is saying that he didn't have any payment for this outfit.
Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true.
Oh, okay.
From what I noticed and saw, he was making a lot of money. You were making money, too.
Is this about the bet?
Yeah. I mean, it was a miracle what you guys were doing. Absolute miracle.
Oh, well, then.
People were left speechless.
I would say, who cares about his outfit? I would get my cut if I were you.
Cut? Is there money? There's more?
Oh. There's money out of it. He made a whole lot of money, and, you know, you were a part of it, too. So.
I mean, I did all the work, though.
Did you?
I did.
He was frozen and standing there.
Would you have made that much money if he wasn't there? By some kind of miraculous means, I'm not sure how you got there. But you were there. And
this man wouldn't have a job if I wasn't there.
He used you, Rennis.
I saved your job.
To make money. The least he could do is give you half.
Are we discrediting that I saved this man's job?
You did. No. Okay. No. But he didn't make money.
Yeah. He worked the shift.
Give him at least his shift money.
He got his shift money. He has to go pick that up at the counter.
But the supervisor found God, apparently, so
that's payment enough for you?
I mean, not necessarily, no, but I mean, I'm confused by... Anyway.
The supervisor found God because of you. And you mean to tell me that that's not owed something?
All right, so anyway. Hold on. So, yeah, well... So, yeah, that happened. Mm-hmm. So, was that enough money to purchase the clothing? I just need to know what to talk with the tailor on my way back.
Yeah. You really like a dog with a bone with that clothing.
Well, that's what the gripe is. The gripe is over the suit that he's wearing right there.
Yeah, but whose gripe? Who does he really hurt by wearing something so flashy? What he hurt you, Rennis? He not gonna give you half of the money.
He hurt the tailor because that's the tailor's crown and joy.
How much are you even getting paid as a guard?
I didn't talk about that actually.
As you guys ponder the pay scale of being in a guard in Barley, you find that you're back in the spot in the waterfront cabin, and then you hear a whisper just saying, "Who are these other guys? We told you to bring you and 300 gold. Who are these guys?"
I don't say anything. I put the 300 gold in the tree, and I say, "Come on, let's go."
All right, no questions. All right, no answers. Fantastic. One gold, two gold, three gold, and you guys walk away. Go ahead.
Do I recognize the guy counting the gold?
Jesus Christ.
All the business apps at the waterfront cabin is done inside hollowed out trees. So basically, you're hearing it from a guy 6 feet underground in a cylinder speaking upwards. So no, you don't recognize his voice.
That's fine. I would just, if it sounded like somebody that stabbed me, that's all.
Ah, gotcha. No. Not that one.
Gotcha.
But for the sake of
talking trees,
let's just go. Yeah, no, it's crazy, right? Let's go. So back to, you have that star there. That could be very useful. Hey, listen, I don't know what you're doing as a guard. I don't know if you're very good at it, but that's okay because I'm guessing that you will not be paid in silver. I could pay you in silver. You could join Bolas as my guard.
Two job offers in one day?
That's crazy. And somebody owes you money, Electrum, but, you know, maybe you can forget about that.
I owe you nothing.
As you hear this offer, you begin to feel that lukewarm hand on your shoulder as you hear, this deal holds no honor. This is no deal for us.
That would be probably very lucrative. I gotta say that I kind of like the idea of protecting people.
That's great, and you can protect me.
Like,
well, you see how skinny I am? I don't know what I'm doing with
anything. I am protecting you by fulfilling my role as a guard. I
can't help you. I can't help you.
And as you guys continue to discuss this, you arrive back in Barley as someone is immediately pointed out by the Barley town guard, or rather village guard. As you guys walk back in, two guys immediately point at the velour vest on Kylexi and just say, oh, that's him. I would say roll for initiative, but I think we'll leave that for next episode as Kylexi is being spotted by these Barley folk. Does anybody have anything else they want to share? All right. We'll see you guys next time on Mildly Magical.